The Red Army's reputation was low due to the purges and also to the dismal showing of the Red Army in the Russo-Finnish campaign of 1940. Russia had invaded Finland, the so-called Winter War. The Finns outnumbered, abysmally outnumbered, held off the Russians with extraordinary skill in this very brutal and difficult winter campaign. So that as German military leaders confronted the prospect of an invasion of the Soviet Union and dealing with this massive Russian army, it was a daunting but not overwhelming task. The sense, Hitler's own thinking, certainly echoed by the general staff, was that the Soviet Union was rotten to the core, that all Germany had to do was to smash in, inflict a defeat on the Red Army in Western Russia, and the political structure of the Soviet Union would crumble, that the centrifugal forces of the Soviet Union would surge to the fore, the Soviet Union would collapse, and that the German army, using the Blitzkrieg, would advance on into Russia itself, there to carve up the Soviet Union, creating the Lebensraum necessary in National Socialist ideological thinking. The invasion was originally scheduled for April of 1941, but it was postponed. Postponed due to bad weather and to Mussolini's invasion of Greece in April. Mussolini and Hitler were allies. Fascist Italy and Nazi Germany, members of the Comintern Pact, the Pact of Steel, the Rome-Berlin Axis. But in point of fact, there was no coordination between Italian and German military officers, no coordination of policy between the two regimes. Mussolini's adventure in Greece caught the Germans off guard. It was immediately a disaster. The Greeks fought heroically. They were reinforced by British troops, so that the Germans themselves had to move into the Balkans, moving into Yugoslavia and then into Greece in the spring of 1941 to stabilize the situation, to bail Mussolini out. One often hears that it is this advance into the Balkans because of Mussolini's failure to take Greece in the spring of 41, his surprise attack on Greece, that was of crucial importance in delaying Operation Barbarossa. I think this is overdone. More important for the Germans was the weather in Eastern Europe in the spring of 1941. It was unusually wet, rainy, and for the tank-driven offensive to succeed, the German army was going to need good, dry terrain, hard terrain for its tanks to maneuver. As a consequence, the German army waited for better weather in the Soviet Union. The planning continued. The troops began to move from the Western Front to the jump-off points in Poland. The Soviet Union was given all sorts of intelligence from Britain, from the United States, and from other sources indicating that Germany was preparing an attack on the Soviet Union. Stalin refused to heed any of these warnings, paranoid, worried that what Churchill in particular was trying to do was to involve Russia in a war against Germany to bail Britain out. So despite mounting evidence that the Germans were planning a gigantic operation in Eastern Europe, Stalin refused to take the necessary precautions. Meanwhile, in addition to the military preparations for the invasion, Nazi officials emphasized to the German troops who were gathering in central Poland for this invasion, for this gigantic military operation, that the war in the East was not to be a war such as the war against the French. This was to be an ideological war. German soldiers entering the conflict were read the so-called Commissar Order from the National Socialist regime, ordering them to kill commissars of the Communist Party, guerrillas, saboteurs, and Jews wherever they were encountered.